Oh, Woody, Andy here again. Well, complaining, no. One of those sort of topics that the British don't like to talk about, really, I suppose. But I've seen several stories about it recently, and I've had my own personal experiences of this recently. Reading the other day a particular article somewhere or other, as you do, you know, these things, you know, surfing the net or in a newspaper, about service in Britain. There's actually a programme on the TV, which I hadn't seen, all about service in restaurants and that type of thing as well. And there's a sort of an element of, you know, the British especially are notorious for not complaining about something. You're in a restaurant and someone comes along, and as they invariably do, they come along and say, "Is everything all right?" And you know, everybody goes, yeah, it's fine. And and quite often there is a problem. You know, if you're with other people, and I shall name Americans because I've had the pleasure of going to America on several occasions, I know for a fact that an American would not put up with something that us Brits would just sit there and quite happily just ignore and hope that it will go away and pay for something which they know is substandard. An American generally would not do that. That's not a criticism. In my opinion, that's a good thing. But we are brought up in a slightly different way. Why is we just sort of sit back and let people walk all over us, effectively, if you're getting substandard service, food or whatever it is? Why should you just sit there? I've been in situations where I've, you know, you're out with a family or something like that, and you're sitting around at a restaurant or in a pub or whatever it might be, a cafe or something, and you order something, you get it, and you think, "I don't read much of this, I'm going to complain about this," and other people in town, no, don't say anything. You think, well, why not? So eventually you sort of relent and you back down, and you think, well, why should I have to do this? You know, maybe it's that old, as you get older, things change a bit. There's that sort of grumpy old man thing. You hit a certain age and, you know, things start to change and you start to moan about things. But yes, you should do. I think that that maybe comes from that point. You get to a point in your life and you think, well, hang on a minute, why should I put up with this? You go, you know, you do put up with things to a certain extent. I was reading about how other people do this. As I said, I know from experience how some Americans would go about it, as I said, quite rightly so. And they get better service because of it. Once again, the service over there is tremendous, and generally, you know, people are happier, smiling and that, and they seem to genuinely care about what you're doing. Okay, you've got a very much a sort of a service charge tip culture over there where it's expected, but that's the same everywhere else. At least over there they tend to earn it and they get it for the right reasons. Yeah, you might object to paying a certain amount, but if you're getting good service, it's not too bad. In Britain, yes, it might got a bit better in some places. Other places, it's got worse. But we get what we deserve. As I said, a case in point the other day, reading about some train passengers in India. Now, anybody who lives in Britain knows how much we all moan about the train service. I worked on the railway for very nearly 36 years. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be involved in that, to be at the sharp end, shall we say. I've been delayed, as you can imagine, so many times myself, and shared the frustrations of the people sitting behind me in the seats or whatever, or the people standing on that platform waiting for a train. I've been there. But people don't moan. What happened the other day, I think it was in Delhi, a train was late, and I think this is something that happens quite a lot over there. Well, the passengers literally revolted and smashed the station up. They actually had a mini riot, and I should imagine things get done. We just sit down and don't do anything. What maybe people over here should do for trains, like, they have a sit-in and say, "We're not going to move." It has happened on a very odd occasion, and something will get done because it gets noticed. You know, if you don't complained about something, nothing's ever going to happen. If they never ask a question, the answer is always going to be no. I've had calls myself recently to ring up people to moan about certain things that haven't gone right, and there's even been a, "Oh, can I be bothered to do this?" But if you do it, I've saved myself quite a lot of money. Yes, it can be quite stressful actually ringing these people up and them to moan and not shout at them, but point out the error of their ways, tell them what they're doing wrong. And once you do that and you get the upper hand, then usually you get something out of it, because people don't like to be moaned at. No one likes to be criticised. No one likes to be put in their place or shown the error of their ways. And generally, if you moan about something, you will get something in return. I was told this by a friend who threatened to cancel their subscription to a particular TV service, and they were given a special offer because of it. I've had that myself to an extent as well. You complain, but, "Oh, well, yes, Andy, we're not £5 off your bill, or we'll give you that free, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. As I said, if you never ask the question, the answer will always be no. I think we should moan a bit more. We shouldn't put up with the sort of service that we get, but I'm just as guilty as everybody else, and I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to this thinking, yes, I'm like that as well. The easy option is to say nothing, isn't it? We don't like to make a fuss, do we, us British people? But if you do make a fuss, things will change. If you don't do anything, that's the reason that things are as bad as we all moan about them. You know, we all say that this is wrong, the railways don't work, this doesn't work, the roads are bad, the buses don't run, the health service is shot to bits or something. Unless you moan about it, unless you vote and get rid of those politicians and stand up and be counted type of thing, nothing ever gets done, nothing will ever get changed. But sometimes it's just a little bit too much trouble, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.